Hello, everyone, and welcome back to A Pinch of Pixie Dust, the podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa.
And I'm your other host, Mandy.
And we are here to talk to you about all things Disney.
As always.
Yes. So for today's episode, we are going to be talking about Disney's TV version or show version of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. So I'm really excited about it. I watched the original movie. And it was bad.
It was bad.
The books are very good.
I actually liked the first movie.
Really?
I did. Okay. But the ones after that were absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
And I'm, so real quick, everyone, spoiler warning. So like if you haven't watched any of this, like click off, come back when you're done and have seen it.
And we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We're only discussing episodes 1 to 3, so if you guys kind of want to watch it with us.
Yeah.
You can.
And then the following week, we'll be discussing 4 to 6.
Yes.
So. Yes. But, like I said, I did like the first movie. Honestly, other than different actors, I didn't really see much of a difference between the movie and the TV show.
See, I feel like we get a lot more detail in the TV show. But I also didn't watch the rest of the movies after the first one because, like,
they were terrible, don't.
I hated it, the first one, so much that I was like, no. But, I don't know, I feel like we get more detail. Maybe that's just me. Have you watched the whole thing yet, though? Like, the whole series?
No, I've only watched 1 to 3.
Okay, so I've seen the whole series already. I'm re-watching it now. So I feel like we get more detail, but that's just me.
And now it has been a while since I've seen the movie, but, like, legitimately, I knew exactly what was going to happen. I mean, I know it's based on the book, so yeah. It is going to be what's happening, but, like...
Because even the showrunner, I guess, was like, I want to take a more accurate, like, look at, I guess, how the book was written. Like, I want it to be closer to the book than the movie was.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
There are definitely parts of the show that are like, all right, come on. This is a little...
much.
Yeah. But I think overall it's really cute. Now, again, I'm coming at it from the perspective of seeing the whole thing.
Right.
So, I'll try to not talk about things that aren't in these 3 episodes.
But well, like I said, I did like the first movie. And mm-hmm. This was basically just a rehash of the first movie. So, I did like it.
But okay,
like
good.
I said, I didn't feel like it was much different. Yeah. I mean, there were little things here and there, obviously, because nothing's going to be exactly the same, because what's the point?
That, yeah.
But, I mean, like I said, I didn't really get much more out of it than I
did the first time around.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's how I feel about it.
I'm curious to see if that changes once you get further in.
And it might.
Or if you're just still like, eh, it's the movie.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
But let's get in more in depth into the episodes.
Okay. So I am taking episodes 1 and 3. Mandy is taking episode 2.
Yes.
So episode 1 is titled, I Accidentally Vaporized My Pre-Algebra Teacher.
Which these I love that name. I was going to say, they have some epic titles.
Yeah, they do. Okay. So, the show starts out with 12-year-old Percy Jackson going on a field trip to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, where he is given a sword in the form of a ballpoint pen by his Latin teacher.
Yes.
Percy accidentally pushes his class bully Nancy into a water fountain, and it basically catches the attention of the algebra teacher, who reveals herself to be a big, scary creature. I don't know how to put it. It's basically a thing with wings.
Yep. I kind of thought it was like, I don't know if this is the actual, like, thing from the book, but it reminded me of, like, a harpy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. Percy unintentionally strikes and vaporizes his teacher with this sword / pen, but finds that everybody else has just kind of forgotten her.
Yeah.
She doesn't exist anymore. Which, that's a little scary to think about.
Yep.
They talk about it a little bit. Like, the human world just doesn't realize that these, like, mythical things are happening around them.
Because they try to hide it. It's like, kind of like the Wizarding World with Harry Potter.
Yeah, very much so.
Like, muggles aren't supposed to be able to know what's going on and see things. And there's, you know, spells and stuff that hide it. And same thing with here.
Yep, they, like, see big, like, creatures as, like, buses.
Exactly.
Or whatever. And I think that's really interesting. I like it. I think it's cool. But again, it is very muggly.
Yes.
And we love Harry Potter over here. So, Percy gets expelled from his school because, like, obviously.
Right.
And he is greeted by his wonderful stepfather, Gabe, and his mother, Sally. Well, Sally decides that she is going to take Percy up to her cabin in New York. And I guess they spent a lot of time there while Percy was growing up. And Sally ends up telling him that the Greek gods and the monsters are real. And what you're seeing, you know, you're not crazy. These are things that are actually happening. So on and so forth. And Percy's like, oh, I'm not crazy. Well, while this is happening, Percy's really close friend and classmate, Grover, kind of accidentally reveals that he is a satyr. Is that how they're pronounced?
Yes.
Yes. And tells Sally that they have to move Percy to Camp Half-Blood. The three are attacked by a minotaur on their way, and the minotaur seemingly kills Sally, which causes Percy to kill it in an anger, which makes sense.
Absolutely.
By breaking its horn, and he ends up collapsing when they reach the camp. And that's how episode one ends.
Yes, and it picks up right where we leave off with episode two. The title of episode two is I Become Supreme Lord of the Bathroom.
Love it.
Again, awesome title. So in this episode, I think this was my favorite of the three, honestly. Okay. So Percy's at camp, and he's dealing with what happened to his mom. Obviously, like, not well, because his mom, like, basically, he thought, anyway, died in front of him.
Yeah. Which is terrifying as a 12-year-old. It's terrifying at any age, but at 12.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, you don't have a dad.
Right.
You got your crappy stepdad back home, so, like, you're alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now he wants to find his real dad, but you find out that he hasn't been what they call claimed yet, so he doesn't know who he is.
Yes.
So, there actually is a funny, like, part, though, when he thinks he finds his dad.
Yeah.
But not really. So, he meets this guy called Dionysus, who is a Greek god. They call him Mr. D, I think.
Yeah.
And you find out he's the camp director. And he asks Dionysus where his father is. And Dionysus pretends to be his dad so Percy would get him wine. Because he's actually, like, forbidden from drinking wine.
Yeah.
So, like, he really wants it. So, and also Percy finds out who Chiron is, who was, like, one of the administrators at his old school. He was there, you find out, to protect him. And Chiron tells Percy that Mr. D is not his father. He just wants wine. And Chiron, unfortunately, doesn't know who his dad is. So Percy ends up in the Hermes cabin since he's unclaimed, because Hermes is kind of, like, the god of, like,
taking kids in.
Yeah, basically.
He's good step-parent.
Yes. And all the kids in the Hermes cabin are, like, super nice to him. And I even wrote, oh, the kids are nice to him. That's nice. Even though, like, I knew, like, that was gonna change.
Yeah.
And you find out that Grover thinks that Percy's mom was taken by Hades, but he's not allowed to tell Percy. As a matter of fact, Chiron and Mr. D are like, no. You gotta lie to Percy.
How messed up is that? Is, like, your friend. Like, you can't tell your friend what's going on.
Well, not only that, but, like, he also had to lie in the first episode to get him expelled initially.
Yes.
So, like,
because he basically throws Percy under the bus.
Yeah, absolutely. So, can you imagine, like, that's two strikes against you as far as I'm concerned.
Also, why would Percy continue to be, well, because Percy's trusting and whatever, but why would he continue to be his friend? If you threw me under the bus and got me expelled, I wouldn't be your buddy.
Well, I guess it's because, like, he finds out that he did it to protect him.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like, in the time, like, at that moment, I'd be like, dude, what the heck?
Like, get away from me.
Don't talk to me.
Yes, I totally agree. So, Percy is also hearing this, like, creepy voice in his dreams.
Yeah, don't love that.
No, don't love that either. And then I wrote, okay, I lied. The kids are awful. And I put in parentheses Aries kids. Because Aries kids are awful to Percy.
Yeah, they are.
Like, terrible. Like, super bullies.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, Percy finds out that he needs glory so that the kids will respect him and not bully him. So he trains at different things to try to find out what he's good at. And unfortunately, like,
not the best.
Not the best at pretty much anything he tries right away. Like, archery is especially scary. Like, almost, like, murder someone, not on purpose.
But, like, you know, just not good at it.
Yeah. And there is a touching scene with Percy, like, talking to his mom. It's super cute. Like, they light these, like, they basically sacrifice something, like, at lunch and dinner to, like, the gods.
Yeah.
So that, like, their prayers and stuff will be heard. So he sacrifices something that's dear to him so he could try to talk to his mom because he thinks she's gone.
Which it's, is like, so cute.
It's super cute. Percy is attacked, like I said, by Aerie's kids, and they try to give him a swirly in the toilet, but lucky for him, he has some kind of magic ability with water. We're going to find out more later, but yeah, definitely stuff with the water happened.
Which was so cool and so gross all at the same time.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Percy meets Annabeth. And she talks to Percy and she's like, hey, I want to win Capture the Flag. This is going to happen. And also Luke, who is one of Hermes' kids, who's really nice to Percy, talks to him about Talia. So him, Talia, and Annabeth were all kind of on the run from the evil monsters.
Yes.
And he and Annabeth made it, but Talia did not. So Annabeth is looking for a sign that Percy is the one who is supposed to go on a quest with her. That's why she wanted him on her team to capture the flag. Unfortunately for Percy, Annabeth goes invisible and kind of just leaves Percy without, like, telling him what to do. So he's just, like...
by himself.
Yeah. It's so funny. In the scene, he's, like, dancing, and then there's a part where he's peeing. He's petting lizards. He's laying down. But unfortunately for him, while he's laying down, the Aerie's kids find him and attack him.
Yeah.
He tries to fight them, but, like, it's 1 verse 3, so, like, that's not the greatest. So he runs. And he ends up near water, which I was like, oh, that's good. Even before, like, seeing what happened, I was like, yes, water. And he ends up holding them off until they win the games. And Annabeth kind of pushes him into the water after they win. And his wounds start healing. And this is when, like, he gets the sign over his head and Poseidon claims him. That's why he has all this water power
ability.
Because Poseidon is his dad, and you find out that he's Poseidon's only son because Poseidon and, like, the main gods were, like, forbidden from having demigod kids. Yeah. So Poseidon kind of, like, broke the rules by having Percy.
he was a mistake.
Yep. You find out too that Poseidon and Zeus are fighting over a missing lightning bolt. And it ends up that Percy, Annabeth, and Grover are going to go on a quest to find try to find this lightning bolt to prevent war. You also find out that it's actually Hades who has it. Grover gets Percy to accept the quest by telling him his mother is also captured by Hades. So they'd be killing two birds with one stone, essentially, by going to the underworld to get the lightning bolt and his mother. And Percy agrees. And that's where episode 2 ends.
All right. And then episode 3 is called We Visit the Garden Gnome Emporium. Percy receives a prophecy that appears to confirm that the master bolt is with Hades in the underworld beneath Los Angeles. Which, that's so funny to me.
Yeah.
Anyway. Chiron asks Percy to choose 2 other campers to accompany him on his quest, and he chooses Annabeth and Grover. Before leaving, Percy also receives a pair of winged shoes from Luke. And the 3 begin a cross-country bus trip, but they're attacked, which is unfortunate.
Yes.
But they manage to escape. They end up in New Jersey, and they find, like, this little cute house. It's actually really cute.
Yeah.
And they go inside, and we don't know at the time, but we find out that this is Medusa's house.
Yes, and I love the actress who plays Medusa, by the way.
I was gonna say, their casting in this show...
very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Like, I loved seeing Pimento as, Mr. D.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good in everything he does. He is. I don't know what his actual name is. It's escaping me. But he's phenomenal. Anyway, Medusa tries to convince Percy that she's not actually a monster, but rather a victim. And she asks him to betray his friends in exchange for help in saving his mother. The trio then work together to decapitate Medusa, and Percy uses her head to basically vanish one of the other, like...
harpy things?
Yeah. After disagreements with Annabeth and Grover, Percy reveals to them that the prophecy said that he would be betrayed by a friend. The three then kind of, like, have a clarity moment, and Percy decides to send Medusa's head to Mount Olympus.
Yes.
And that is episode 3. Okay, so obviously, I want to know, like, do you have a favorite character so far? Are you not liking somebody? Like, how are you feeling?
Okay, so one thing I did like about the show over the movie, like you said, I thought casting was very good. I like that the kids look like kids.
Because they are.
I mean, they're a little bit older than 12.
But they're not, like, 20s.
Exactly.
Like how they were in the movie.
Exactly. In the movie, like, it's, you know, late teens, early 20s playing, like, little kids. And, like, it's not the same. It's not. You can tell. So I like that it's actually, like, more accurate to the book in that way.
Mm-hmm.
That they're younger. I really enjoyed episodes 2 and 3.
Yeah, 1 slow. I mean, they always are.
Yeah, I mean, but you have to have that for setup. So, like I said, 1 wasn't bad per se, but I was bored. Especially because I already knew the story.
Right.
So, like, it was just a rehash of everything I already knew, and it was slow. So I was just like, oh, please get on with this. But thank God, episode 2 and 3 got much better.
It does pick up pretty quickly.
Yeah. So, I really enjoyed 2 and 3. But yeah, I mean, so far, I'm liking it.
I really like Grover. He's my favorite of the trio. I really like Grover.
See, I like Percy. Percy's my favorite.
Percy's cute.
Yeah.
He gets a little whiny for me here and there throughout the show, and I think that's why he's, like, a little lower.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you know, I don't do the, like, whiny. And I get it. He's 12. He's lost his mom. I get it.
I really like Luke, too, but, like... I don't want to spoil anything because I know where this goes.
Yeah.
But I really like him because he seems so nice.
The actor that they got for him, I think, does a very good job.
He does.
Even, like, what happens later on in the story.
Yeah.
He's very good.
He is very good. I really enjoy his character, even though, like I said, I know where that goes.
Yes. I will say I'm very excited for, like, the next couple of parts because I cannot wait to talk about Ares.
Really?
This isn't a spoiler. Like, you could literally look up the cast list. But Ares is played by Edge, like the WWE wrestler.
Oh, really?
Adam Copeland. And I am so excited to talk about him. He's a horrible actor.
Is he?
Adam, if you're listening to this, I do love you, but you're a bad actor. But, like, it was just so nice to see him again, like, doing something. Because I always liked Edge. So I was like, oh my god!
So I have to ask you, since you've seen episodes 4 to 6,
yeah.
Is it going to, like, continue to get better or at least, like, stay the same as 2 and
3?
Yes,
I would say throughout the rest of the show, it keeps pace. I was not bored with it at all.
Well, that's good.
And I get very bored with shows very quickly. I paused it a lot in between because, like, I don't know a lot of Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, Bryce, what is this? He's like, would you watch it? I'm like, no, I need to know now. So that was probably a little, you know, but now rewatching it, I'm like, okay, it is very, it moves, it's fast paced. Again, there's a few things here and there that's like, really?
Yeah.
Like, come on. But I would say overall it's very good.
Okay, I'm excited to see 4 through 6 then.
Yeah, I feel like you get a little more detail than the movie provides. Again, if you've read the books, well, you know the detail.
I have not read the books. I actually have the books. I have the full set.
Oh, you should read them. They're good.
Yeah, I plan on it. I've been planning on it. It just hasn't happened time-wise.
I get it.
And, like, I don't know why, but I'm one of those people when I find, like, a book I like, I tend to, like, reread it ad nauseum instead of, like, reading something new.
Yeah.
So, like, anytime I do have time to, like, pick up a book, I'm like, oh, I should reread that. Like, Harry Potter, I've read it so many times because I love that series.
Yeah.
And there's this one book series by Cassandra Clare that I've read a ton of times, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just certain books that I just keep going back to, and I don't know why, because, like, I should try new things because I might find another series that I
really
like. But for whatever reason, I tend to, like, go back to books I really enjoyed. So
that's fair. Well, if you ever have the time and you want to read something new, it is a good series.
Yeah, like I said, I do own them, so I do plan on it. It's just it hasn't happened yet, so.
But any final thoughts on episodes 1 to 3?
No, just that, like I said, 1 was a little slow for me, but it does pick up, and 2 and 3 are very good.
They are really good.
You know what else is good, Alyssa?
What is that?
Our listeners, of course.
They are really good.
And we want to thank them. Now, this is for listening to the episode, The Little Mermaid Musical. Thank you to our listeners in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Cold Lake, Alberta, Canada, Medford, Massachusetts, Portage, Pennsylvania, Monroeville, Pennsylvania, Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania. Shout out to Beaver, Pennsylvania, Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, Bloomington, Indiana, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Calgary, Alberta, and Canada, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thank you to our listeners in Toronto, in Canada, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Lots of Canadas this episode. Yeah. St. Paul, Minnesota, and last but certainly not least, San Jose, California. Thank you guys so much. We truly appreciate you.
Thank you guys.
Well, everyone, that will do it for this week's episode. We want to know, what did you think of episodes 1 to 3? Let us know on Facebook or Instagram.
At A Pinch of Pixie Dust Podcast.
You can also email us at pinchofpixiedust@outlook.com. And until next time, guys,
we hope your lives are full of faith, trust, and pixie dust.
Bye, everyone. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.
Bye, everyone.